This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242. Or visit us at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, you can check out our radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. So during our show today, we're going to discuss some commonly held notions about money and then break down whether they're true or false. But as we're getting deep into summer, before we get there, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore.
Hey, Chris, great to be here with you. Thanks for having me on the show once again. I'm excited about this one. I always love doing the show with you, even on days where I have technical issues, right? We had a nice conversation while I restarted my computer and changed all the settings back from default for some reason. So I'm doing good now, though. I've had a great week. How about you? Have you been keeping busy? I think you have been busy, haven't you?
We've been very busy with helping clients, getting into some safe money areas or some really good deals on safe money right now because of the financial environment. So a lot of people are taking advantage of that and moving money away from risk and towards safety. And so we've had a lot of clients come in and say, hey, you know, we talked about this a while ago. Maybe we should look into it. I'm like, oh yeah, now's a good time.
Yep. Yeah. The best time to start is 20 years ago. And the second best time is today.
That's right.
Exactly.
But we're getting toward the end of summer. So people are starting to think more and more about, you know, what they're going to do with money and stop thinking about summertime. Right. So school's starting up. The Academy cadets here in Colorado Springs have reported. So summer's on its way out and it's very sad. Had to wear pants the other day. It was so cold.
Yeah, that's never good. I'm a shorts guy as well, right? I love summers because I can wear shorts, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you because Chris, I'm sure our listeners have gathered this, but for our listeners out there, Chris is a very smart person, very wise, intelligent, well-educated, well-read. So I've got a question for you, a scenario. If I was driving a car and it could go and I was driving at the speed of light.
Yes.
If I could drive at the speed of light in a car and I turned on the headlights, would anything happen?
No. You would be that's using old, power.
That's it. That's an old Stephen Wright joke.
Electricity would be spending power and it'd probably slow you down. Actually, it would probably slow you down because the light exists as a wave, right? And so that wave would propagate in front of you and it would push you back.
Huh. Interesting. Well, then I'd have to travel faster than the speed of light. But that's a great. I was reading some Stephen Wright. You remember Stephen Wright?
I love
Wright?
Stephen Wright. He's so dry. That's my kind of humor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, he said, it's a small world, but I still wouldn't want to have to paint it. That's another Stephen Wright quote.
I can tell you, Tony, everybody I know hates painting. That's why painters stay in business.
Exactly. Exactly. Our house needs painted. The walls inside from 25 years of kids and pets. And we need our walls painted badly. And I'm just, Sarah's like, we can just do it ourselves to save money. And I'm like, I was told, if you remember my vows, no painting.
How old's your oldest child or youngest child?
18, and she starts college in 2 weeks.
So there you
go.
She won't be putting crayons on the walls anymore.
Right. Now it's time.
Now is the time.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to do it. That's the point of this whole conversation.
My wife just gets tired of the color every 10 years.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, we've been tired of the color for at least 10 years as well, but we've lived with it until we get rid of all the children. Then, yeah, yeah. Now's the time. So what are we talking about on the show today, Chris?
So today we're going to look at a lot of old adages and how they may or may not apply to you. We got a white paper called 8 Common Obstacles in Retirement that we use to help people analyze what they're thinking about retirement so we can have that conversation. So we're going to bring that up, spend some time with that too. So we're just kind of hit around on some different things that may or may not apply to you, but I bet they do.
Yeah.
So the first adage is it's always better to buy than to rent. And the answer is, it depends. And that's going to be the answer for every one of these, by the way. While the conventional wisdom was long declared that buying your home or automobile outright rather than renting or financing is the way to go, it's not always that simple. So sometimes it's better to buy than rent than it is to rent to or finance. The best step will often come down to your time horizon. So that's what you got to keep in mind is your time horizon. And then what can I get? Can I get more by renting or more by buying? Sometimes you get more by renting than you can by buying. Maybe you can rent in a location you can't afford to buy. So we have some clients that live up in Littleton, and they live on an apartment on a lake. And so
yeah, Littleton's great.
It's beautiful area, really nice shopping there. Yeah. And then, you know, they're less than 5 minutes to any kind of shopping they need to do. They live on a lake. And they said they wake up and they look out their window and they see a lake. They don't see a house next to them. They don't see these other things. Well, could you afford to buy that right now? No, but maybe you could rent it, right?
True.
So maybe rent it. So they're renting. They could buy something, but they can't rent that spot, right? Or they can't buy that spot, but they can rent that spot.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And so in that instance,
right.
Renting is the answer. And also another negative to buying a home, because I've owned a home for the last 28 years, is the cost. There are a lot of costs and responsibilities with home ownership versus renting, right?
Right. And so there's lots of responsibilities because you have to keep up with the insurance, the taxes, you have to maintain the home. Here in Colorado, you got to go look up at the roof every couple of months to see what the hail damage is.
Yeah.
So right now we're everybody in Colorado Springs has been changing out the roofs every 2 or 3 years because of all the hail we've been getting. And so that cost adds up. But if you're renting, you wouldn't have it. So sure. There's lots of things that renters are not on the hook for, but owners are.
Sure.
The other thing is automobile leasing or financing. Is it always a mistake? So the same thing goes for your set of wheels as goes for housing, you know, insurance, taxes when you buy things, you know, there's things that come. And then what happens as the car gets older, starts falling apart, and you want to trade it in. It's in no shape. You get no money for it, but your lease, you just hand it in and then you get a new car, you get a new lease. So you get a new car every 3 years. So if you're a person that wants to have a new car every 3 years, that may be something that's better. The other thing is if you own a business, you can deduct lease payments. Okay. For a business.
Sure.
So if you own your own business, it's a great way to have that paid for and reduce your tax burden from that.
Interesting. Now, there are a lot of negatives to leasing a car too, though.
That's right. Because there's mileage limits, yeah. Right? So you got to make sure that, you know, if your work is far away or, you know, you're going to the zoo every weekend, that's all the way across town, or you're taking your daughter to soccer practice, then leases may not be the best for you. It kind of depends on how much you drive. Now, yeah. My wife doesn't drive very much because she's gone so much. So her car, 4-year-old car has 20,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
So it's still new. It's barely broken.
Yeah, that's,
it still smells new.
That's amazing. Yeah, I put we've put that much mileage on a vehicle in a year, so or close to it. So, yeah, and then but the other thing with leasing, if you want a new car every 3 years or whatever, and you just lease, you're always going to have a car payment, though.
So, yeah, you always have a car payment, and so it's always like part of your budget.
Yeah,
your spending plan. So. Maybe that's okay.
Yeah. Now, my wife and I don't have a car payment right now.
Yeah.
Because we buy used and we drive them until they're
okay.
Shot. Yeah.
Here, Mr. Soon to be empty nester, your life is going to change. Your expendable income is going to change very soon.
That's true.
And you're going to start buying a new car.
probably. You're probably right. Yeah. Yeah.
So. And that happens to a lot of people. You buy used cars while you're getting through, you know, those times with kids and stuff. But after that, it's like, you know what? I can buy a nice car and my kids won't mess it up. And they won't try to take it from me because they're not here.
Right. Exactly. Well, you nailed our problem right there. Yeah.
The other problem is, though, that after they go to college, they come back.
Sometimes they come back.
Oh, I haven't found a job yet.
The boomerang kids.
Okay.
They're coming back.
Why are you here? Well, I haven't found a job yet. I need a place to live.
Right. <Okay. laughs> So, that's why you charge rent. Then they'll have to get a job even if they want to live at home.
That's right. You can get them motivated to get out. So the next adage, that I've heard is you need to spend money to make money. So I don't care what version of this you prefer. It also says you have to have money to make money. This is false, right?
Right.
So now in this gig economy, there's these jobs, consulting jobs. You may not need a ton of extra cash laying around to make more money, right?
Right.
So like in media influencers, right? They don't have a lot of money. They got a microphone, they got a camera, they got a computer. And then they also have a phone that has a camera.
Which
and
their parents probably bought them. So they have zero investment.
Right. Zero investment, and they're making more money than their parents, still living at their parents' house.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Telling people to buy what shoe next.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
So,
boy, the shoe craze that's nuts too.
Yeah. So there are more and more jobs that are like this that require a lot smaller overhead other than your time and expertise, and you can make money. So
yeah,
you don't have to have money to make money. You need to work to make money. That's really how it goes. And you have to do something that can make you money.
Right. That's true.
Right.
Not everyone can be a TikTok influencer. Just because you want to be doesn't mean you will make money at it.
That's right. So that reminds me of the very first tool of eight obstacles in retirement brochure that we have, the white paper. The number one is income, right? So that's the number one obstacle. And retirement is income. So, So people get to retirement and they think, where's my income going to come from? They're like, well, I've got Social Security. I was like, okay,
that's not gonna be enough.
That might be a third of what you need. Yeah. So, we need to, okay, where else is, well, I'm saving all this money, but I can't spend that. And it was like, well, let's figure out how to spend it so that it'll last the whole time. So that's why you go to financial planner is figuring out so you can figure out what obstacles you have in your path so that you don't run out of money in retirement. And so, here's all the money you have. You're retired. Here's all the money you have. Here's how much you can spend and not run out. So there we go. And we can figure that out. It takes a while because there's some education that comes with it. Because you can't just go into retirement. And I can tell you that, you know, a financial plan looks really good while you're working for retirement. Then once you hit retirement, there's so many things that you have to think about. And we think about those things so that when you hit retirement, you have more than you expected.
Excuse I'll get me. It. I'll get it.
My phone went off.
I'll get it.
We don't answer unknown callers. Sorry.
It was Tara.
Just probably calling from London. So you've got to address that other 60%, that other 2/3 of your retirement somehow. You've got to have a plan for it. And then that plan has to be robust. It's just not a number. It has to be able to move with all the other factors that happen in retirement. So the next adage that I want to bring up is pay yourself first and then forget it. Okay, so the answer to this is it depends. So I like the pay yourself first part. I don't like the forget it part. So saving money is how you have money in retirement, right? That is the number one return. You know how much a dollar is that you save for retirement? That's a whole dollar. You know, there's no worrying about percentage or anything. That's a dollar, right? So you get 100% of that dollar saved. You get to spend in retirement. That's your best place to start with having money for retirement is savings. Okay, so do you save it and automatically route it to a predetermined savings account that's set aside? That's my retirement money. And then in that way, that money never enters into your spending plan, into your bills and those kind of things. That way your life will expand to meet your income if you let it. So it's really good to have that automatic savings draft that moves the money away from your spending account. So that's really great. The part about the forgetting it is, well, what am I making money in where I'm putting these savings? That has to be looked at. When your income rises, are you increasing the percentage? When you get a bonus, maybe at the end of the year, are you putting a good portion of that into your savings? So those are the kind of things. It's not, you can't forget it. You have to work at it. You have to let it, you have to create a way for it to let it happen. You can let it happen. Okay. That's kind of one of my new mantras. It can happen. You need to let it happen. You need to make space for it.
Right.
So,
yeah. I would agree with that. And I think that I do like the idea of some people need forced savings that you were mentioning earlier, like where it automatically comes out and goes into a savings. And when you get a bonus or you get a check, a portion of it automatically goes into the 401k. A portion should automatically go into savings and then live off the rest. And if you can do that and make that work and budget for that or get a spending plan that works that way, and you don't touch that retirement account, you don't touch that savings, that's how you're going to have a successful retirement, right?
That's right. And always start small and then try to keep adding to that number, that percentage of your income moving out.
Yeah.
But if you start too big, then you'll say it doesn't work because you'll have to dip into it every month. You got to start at a place that it fits what your income and your bills.
Right.
So the next thing that I talk to my clients a lot about is there's a rule, a stock allocation or red money should be 100 minus your age. So if you're 40 years old, that means your money at risk is in the market should be about 60% of your money. And then 40% should be in safe places. Okay. This is kind of general and it depends because think about this. You're 50 years old and you've got 15 years left to make money. You're planning to retire at 65. Can you really afford to have half your money sitting in safe areas, not earning over the top kind of money where the stock market will eventually keep up with inflation and all the changes, because that's kind of what it's always done. So we need that better chance for a higher return on investment that the market offers, or some kind of risky investment offers, even past age 50, so that we make sure we have enough money in retirement. Because if retirement's going to be 20 or 30 years, we don't want to hurt the earning potential of those savings assets by getting them too safe too early. So yeah. The 100 rule is a good rule to look at because it makes us think about it, but we need to address that for each individual person, because everybody's got their own life expectancy. Everybody has their own type of assets, working for them, and how things go with that. Depends if you're on a pension, not on a pension, those kind of things.
Yeah. And when it comes to investing, it gets tricky. Yes, and yes. I know each individual situation is different. And that's what you and Tara help your clients with, because you look at where they're at, what they have. But everybody, even in your 50s, you definitely want to have some growth. You don't want it all in savings where you get a dollar for dollar because of inflation and things. You want growth.
That's right.
So, but you just don't want all your eggs in one basket typically, right?
So, right. Investing is really complex. It comes with lots of rules, lots of regulations, nuances. You get into tax code, you get into all kinds of things with investing, because sometimes the money comes out and it's taxed differently, whether it's, you know, equity or dividends or long-term, short-term, all that kind of stuff. There's way too much to get into this show. So if you're interested in talking more about investing or our 8 obstacles to retirement, please give us a call at 719-210-4242. Check us out at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right. Well, great show so far. And I know we have more to talk about. There are a lot of misinformation. There are a lot of myths about retirement money and what you need to do to keep it and have it. What do you have for us next?
Okay, here's a fun one.
Yeah.
And this is close to me because red cars are more expensive to insure, right? True or false? Actually, that's false. Hmm. So now while you may be in a red car and it's drawing attention from police or highway patrol, and you may get more tickets. The ticket is what causes your insurance to go up. It's not the red car. The companies don't care what car your color is. Now, I can tell you, my wife and I in 2019 both bought red cars, and we have not got a ticket since. But we got lots of tickets on our gray cars. So think about that for a minute.
Interesting.
So I don't know. But auto insurance is all about the vehicle, the model, the body type, engine size, and the age. So that's how it's determined. Every car has their own little risk associated with it based on. So if you buy a car with a big engine, you're going to pay more in insurance, right? If you buy a little 4-cylinder and a conservative car, you're going to pay less in insurance. And that's kind of the way that works. So here's one that is a myth that almost every person that walks into my office has. My dad had it when I was a kid. I remember him saying this: it's better to be in a lower tax bracket than a higher one. So this is so false. This is so absolutely wrong. So when you move into a higher tax bracket, you're making more money. That's more money. So that's better.
Yeah.
And the more money you're making that moved you into that higher tax bracket, only that money is subject to the higher rate, the higher tax rate. All that other income is still at the original tax rates it was last year. So don't worry about moving into a higher tax rate. That means you're making more money. Your other money is taxed at the same rates. It's like a cylinder as you add money to it, then that's when the rates change, only as money is added to it. And the rate stay the same at all those portions in the cylinder. So that's how I describe it in our meetings, and people seem to, that made my day worth it.
Yeah, I've heard that one too. You know, you don't want to be in a higher tax bracket.
Yeah, it's super common mistake.
Yeah, interesting. That's a good one. I'm glad you brought that one up because I think that is a really common misconception. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to make too much money in retirement because then the IRS take all my money.
No, you want to make more money in retirement. Trust me.
Yes.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you paying
more money? More is more money.
Are you paying more in taxes? Yeah. But do you have more money after the fact? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I still have more money. So,
right.
Yeah. More money is more money, especially in retirement. Right, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's huge. Well, hey, we're almost out of time today's show. It flew by. This is a great topic, but I know we could probably do part two on this episode. Maybe we'll do that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we should. But let's let our listeners know before we go how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge consultation. You'll meet with them, talk to them about getting a plan in place or get a second opinion on the plan they already have. And there's no charge, no obligation.
That's right. So we have no charge, a complimentary consultation. Just mention the radio show. Call us at 719-210-4242. Check us out on our webpage, nolanfinancialpartners.com. It has some great information. You can reach us through there if you'd like. But give us a call at 719-210-4242, and we'll get you squared away. We can bring that 8 obstacles to retirement material that we share with a lot of clients so that you can get a handle on what all the obstacles are to you getting to that retirement that you want, right?
All right. That sounds great, Chris. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us again next time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.